flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. My name, as always, is Sakisa, aka the head of the table. And this week I am joined by not one, not two, not three, but four amazing people on this podcast. But first, we're going to open up with the main event, Mark Cram.
Okay, well, I'm here. And yep. I'm hungover and depressed.
Oh, yes, of course.
Following the world events from last night.
Yes. Trump is back in power.
WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump is once again president of the United States.
The work of Kane and The Undertaker have obviously done wonders.
The mayor of Knoxville County.
Yeah.
Strikes again.
Yeah. I don't know. Everyone in the UK seems depressed, but does it really affect us?
Yeah. Probably. I don't think this is the forum for that.
No, it's
for us
not.
To get into a political discussion.
It's not. But probably we'll see him back in a wrestling ring soon. We'll never know. but we obviously had a crown jewel this Saturday, just past WWE. We're also in the UK, in London, which was very exciting, doing a WWE live show. And some of them were over here. Some of them stayed in Saudi Arabia to record Raw. But before we kick in and talk about crown jewel, I'm going to do AEW Corner.
The segment that no one asked for. Let's do it again. AEW Corner.
AEW Corner.
Fourth favorite US promotion.
What are your first ones?
WWE, TNA, yeah. GCW.
Fair play. Well, this is my 1 minute AEW corner breakdown of what has happened this week. Obviously, unfortunately, we're recording on Wednesday today, so I have not seen Dynamite, but I'll give you some bits of what's happened on Collision. 1, 2, 3. The best segment that happened this week on AEW Collision was MXN and Johnny TV. Johnny TV quoted saying, "Fashion saved more lives than doctors. Private Party has had a target on their back now that they're new AEW tag team champions. Jack Perry and Garcia is probably going to happen for the TNT championship. Christian has obtained a new son. Do we care? I don't know.
Everything Christian does is important. He's the only important thing about AEW.
Wheeler has seemed to be filled with dilemmas around Orange Cassidy. Or is this another lie? Mariah May is still the AEW women's champion. I will say bring back Tony. And last but not least, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, MVP are now being called the Hurt Syndicate.
They really stretched for that new name, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And really fought outside the box there.
That's definitely. And that has been AEW Corner.
Woo! Woo!
WWE, Crown Jewel. We had two big championship matches that happened. Or was it? Can we call them big championship matches?
I mean, I would say the whole show seems to have just been like a house show that they just tacked these matches, like the titles onto.
Yeah.
I feel like nothing of consequence was going to happen at this show. These titles will not be mentioned again. They're not even being taken out of Saudi Arabia.
No, as we did predict, they are staying in Saudi Arabia. They are being retained in the new complex for WWE in Saudi Arabia.
They will not be mentioned again until next year.
No, which is so weird. So weird. I didn't actually realize that the first event that happened was in 2018. It seems like it's been going on. Yeah. It's been going on forever. But the last, yeah, it's
as
been
long
going
as that money keeps coming in, they'll keep doing them.
I know.
Bringing all the fake Yokozunas they can find.
Well, the pay-per-view did open up with the six-man tag team match with Bloodline Original versus Bloodline 2.0. One thing I will mention in terms of entrances, why did Roman Reigns and Jimmy come out together and Jay got his own intro?
Because people like to say yeet.
I know, but did you not feel bad for Jimmy? Jimmy's got his song. He could have come out to that song.
Yeah, but that's the point. They were showing the division within the ranks, you know.
I know, but still, I just feel bad for Jimmy.
Jimmy's just lucky to be there at the moment, isn't he?
I did quite enjoy the fact that this was opening the pay-per-view. I assumed that Roman Reigns wanted to go home pretty quickly.
Yeah, Roman's not doing long hours now.
No, he's not doing long hours, as we saw from the match. But it was interesting, that fact that how Tonga Loa was the one who was not in the match.
I think everyone knew that was going to happen because he cannot work.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting when it comes to Survivor Series, isn't it, with War Games, with him in this match. But
yeah,
he did get involved eventually throughout the match because in the end, it was the Bloodline 2.0 who won this match. And afterwards, well, there was some interference and stuff like that. Afterwards, Sami Zayn made an appearance.
To the surprise of no one.
Yeah.
We all knew this is where the story was going. It's carried on to Raw. They've, you know, he said, I'm just here for Jay. I'm not joining your fight. We all know he's going to be in the War Games match.
But yeah. He basically accidentally, quotation marks, kicked Roman Reigns in the face.
He should be kicking Roman in the face. Roman was awful to him for a long time.
Yeah.
Just because Roman's a face now doesn't mean Sami has to automatically like him. Kick him more.
Kick him in the face. Yeah. So on Raw, as we just said, that how he basically said he's not really here for the shenanigans. He just came to save Jay because that's his brother. He loves him. And Jay was like, well, you are family. And everyone kept shouting, Sami Uso.
And Usi.
Usi's back.
We've missed Usi.
Usi. Are you feeling Usi?
I'm not feeling very Usi today at all, actually. But
he's so hungover. So hungover.
I'm depressed and hungover.
Oh, two great combinations for a wrestling podcast. And then basically got invited to SmackDown this week, which I think will be a very interesting line where we go into War Games, which is about 2 weeks. Two and a half weeks. I think it was a great match to open with.
Oh yeah, I mean, they wanted the big belts to go on last because that's the whole point of the whole show. But like, this was the main event, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was on first. Big time, good match, good fun. You know, a little bit of a teaser for what's to come.
Exactly. Keep everyone engaged for Survivor Series. We did had the fatal four way match for the tag team championship. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, Damage Control, Metaphor, and Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Unfortunately, we are still, I want to say unfortunately, but we still have got our reigning champions, which is Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. Obviously, it was interesting to see eight women just being covered up in a match.
Yep, and lots of spots. Some of them went well, some of them didn't. Yeah, I mean, I've struggled to care about anything about this tag team title. But
basically,
the women's tag team championships, basically, since Bayley and Sasha had them at the very beginning, I don't think anyone's really given a shit about them since.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. Who's really...
Who's had like a good tag title run? The Iconics had won it. That was good.
Yeah, the Iconics.
And then they got fired. And then you had the whole thing with Sasha and Naomi.
Yes, that would have been...
And they left. And, yeah,
and then since then, it hasn't really been a...
It just feels like they haven't really got anything for Bianca and Jade to do, so they're holding these belts.
Well, considering what happened on Raw when they had more women getting covered up in a battle royal for the number one contendership, it seems like it will be Jade and Bianca versus Raquel and Liv. That's the vibe we're going with, unless it's going to be a War Games match.
I can't imagine they're going to be doing... I don't know if there's enough going on in the women's division to justify a War Game.
That's what I thought. There's not really...
It would feel very forced if they did it.
The voice is gone.
It would feel very forced if they did it, I think.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. There's not... We have discussed about... Normally, they do have two War Game matches going on at the pay-per-view for Survivor Series, and I just don't see what the second one will be. Unless they're just going to make a big one,
I assume it'll be a women's one. I don't know what just justifies it, but I imagine they'll do it, especially with Rhea being gone now as well, so you can't even play off the live Rhea stuff, so I don't really see the point of it.
No. I feel like we will just get one War Games match and probably we'll have the Tag Team Championship match at War Games Survivor Series with Raquel and Liv versus Bianca Belair.
Well, they also had the stuff with Bayley and Naomi against who was that on SmackDown, so I think they're teeing up little rivalries they could all fold into a War Games match, but I don't
potentially Potentially. We then had the first of the Crown Jewel Championship, which is Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax.
That happened, didn't it? That match happened.
How did you feel about it?
I couldn't have cared less about it.
I'm not going to lie. It was so bad.
I mean, Nia's not good. Liv's not much better.
Put them together.
Yeah, like, who's leading that match? It's fucking awful. Like, they're the champions of the... Like, do you think of the really talented female workers in the WWE right now? Mm. Loads of them. And these are the two holding the belts. Liv, I get it, was holding it for plot reasons, but now that plot reason's gone away. So she's like, but Nia, I haven't got a fucking clue why she's champion.
I will say that Liv in this character is probably the best version of her.
Yeah.
Out of her whole career.
Yeah, right, I don't mind them pushing Liv as such, but this was just not good.
No.
Like, yeah, I just don't see the point of it.
I didn't enjoy
Liv
this.
Liv wins, okay.
Yeah, Liv won. She got a ring.
Yep.
And
prestigious ring.
Mm.
Everyone's talking about Triple H saying, who's going to win the most? Probably, I don't give a fuck, mate.
That's yeah. And then next up, we had Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Which never actually officially got started, but did it?
We love a brawl.
Oh, it went brawling, didn't also, it?
It absolutely should have. It shouldn't be a match. The whole point is that they fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
They're not, you know. Owens is angry at the world, and Orton's always angry because he's Randy Orton.
I feel like you're now in the Kevin Owens mode, especially after the election.
Kevin Owens is right. That's the thing, is he's correct.
Well, 100% correct?
No, but he's correct. He's correct enough that it makes sense for him to be pissed off with Cody and with Randy.
Fair. Mm. I did enjoy the fact that the bell didn't ring.
What does that do for predictions?
Actually, you did say you didn't think, you thought he was going to win by this, he was going to lose by disqualification, that he was going to go crazy and he was going to go on a tantrum.
I expected the match to start though.
Yeah. But I think you were the closest, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll have that. I'll have points for that.
I think next, it seems like Randy Orton's disappeared. I feel like he's going to disappear. Then we'll have Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes.
I think he'll be taking a little break.
We will have Kevin Owens versus Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I think Orton will be taking a little holiday because I think that's pretty much the way his deal works now. He turns up for a bit, goes away for a bit, comes back.
Yeah. Mm. I do think they will resolve the Kevin Owens, Cody Rhodes situation.
The issue is Cody's probably not dropping the belt to Kevin Owens. So it's another situation where Kevin Owens is getting his push up the main card and he's going to lose again. But he's not held a belt in like fucking since 2018 or some shit.
It's a bit like Sheamus.
Yeah.
Sheamus has been four-time world champion, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And obviously this week on Raw, he was in the fatal four-way for the number one contendership.
That Dominic Mysterio is the number one contender.
You know what? I didn't kind of think he was going to be it.
Well, I would rather have Sheamus have a pop it than fucking... do we need another Damian Priest title match?
We don't.
I'm off on a tangent there.
Well, we'll speak about that in a second, actually, in light of how Gunther reacted to the last match. But anyway, next match was LA Knight versus Carmelo Hayes and Andrade.
This was really fucking good.
Impressively, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think if it wasn't a triple threat, if it was just singles against LA Knight, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much.
I think, but to be fair to LA Knight, you're given, you know, you're in there with Carmelo Hayes and you're in there with Andrade. He kept up with him.
Yeah.
Pretty well, I thought. Like, for someone who's supposed to be limited in the ring, I thought you did pretty well.
Yeah.
Fucked up that one springboard. But like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. The question I have, though, for you next, where do we go from here with the US Championship match?
I don't know.
Who will LA Knight face?
Who's in the mid-card on SmackDown? Who's left?
I think it would have been AJ Styles, wouldn't it?
Yeah, foot's out the winning, so he's gone.
Unless they're just going to carry this on, which I don't think they should.
Who's even on SmackDown?
Lord.
I don't know.
I'm actually trying to think mid-card-wise.
I think we'll get another go-round of this freeway in some capacity as well. You know what? Freeway ladder match at some point. I'll do that.
Freeway ladder match.
Yeah, I reckon that's it.
And last but not least, we did have Cody Rhodes versus Gunther for the Males WWE Crown Jewel Championship match, which was the longest match on the night, 23 minutes.
Given the two guys in the match, it was unsurprisingly quite good. They both work a really good main event style match. They did it pretty well.
I thought it was going to be better.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if it was because it was in Saudi I thought the match itself would have been better. I wasn't as pleased.
I thought it was your typical WWE main event style match. I think it's pretty good.
I was going to give it like a 7 out of 10.
It's fine.
Do you think the right person won?
No.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
I think it was a weird ending as well to the match.
I think Gunther goes over Cody by shenanigans would have been the way I would have done it. Mm. But they went. But Cody must win all at the moment. Cody is the new. You can't see Cody Rhodes, you could say.
Did you enjoy his reaction on Raw in terms of Gunther?
Gunther, I've not. What was Gunther's reaction?
Gunther's reaction was the best man won on the night. He kind of was humbled with it.
Yeah.
And so was and kind of was like, we all need to do better.
We're calling this, well, it's weird, isn't it? Because like you say, maybe that's leading to a Gunther face turn, but then he's facing Damian Priest.
I know. Because
who is, I guess, a face.
Because also he said when he was being interviewed before the Fatal 4-Way, he went, it's going to be an interesting match with the Fatal 4-Way for the number one championship. I am obviously the champion. I'm going to come in always defending. It's going to be an interesting match with three amazing competitors and Dominic. That's what he said.
I would have had, even if it's just for a little bit, heel Dominic Mysterio versus face Gunther, just Gunther lamping the shit out of Dominic. Would have been fun for the whole family.
I actually thought they were getting Dom to win. It kind of felt like it was a build up to.
Well, yeah, it feels like they've been laying this seed of like Dom getting a world title shot and Finn Balor being jealous of that.
Yes.
But they've now seemingly abandoned that. So there you go.
Will the Judgment Day break up this year?
This year, we've not got much year left.
November, December.
The issue is I think they were relying on Rhea Ripley being part of the story and she's gone. So I'm going to say no, I think they tread water for another couple of months.
Interesting. My other question to you is, in light of what happened on Raw this week in terms of the New Day, do you think they are going to actually break up, or do you see like a full Kofi Kingston heel?
You mean Xavier Woods heel?
And Kofi Kingston.
You think Kofi's going to go heel?
Because obviously Xavier's halfway through there, isn't it? They could either split them up or Kofi sees the light, joins Xavier.
Well, I hope they don't split them up because they sort of always said they wouldn't do that. Mm. Like the New Day were very adamant if they ever stopped doing it, it wouldn't be like someone turns heel and turns on the rest of them. It would be we stop and we just go our separate ways. So I hope they're not doing that. I think they will eventually. I think Woods will come back round. Like Kofi will show Woods the light again at some point. I think that's going to be the end of the story. And I just don't think Woods is a heel. Like Kofi can't be a heel.
Well, like, I'm hoping like the return of Big E in some aspect.
Yeah, Big E could come back and bring the love.
Because it's all bringing up to the 10-year anniversary, isn't it?
The power of positivity.
Yeah, it's coming. Oh, shame it's not Black History Month anymore.
Oh. Every month is Black History Month.
Wakanda forever. Yeah.
I mean, Wakanda's not real, but sure.
Hey, that's debatable. That is debatable.
I think it is, to be honest.
We do have a new number one contender for Liv Morgan's championship. How do you feel about that?
Who is it?
Have you watched it? Io Sky.
Oh, no, I did see this, yeah. Battle Royal, isn't it?
Battle Royal.
I love a Battle Royal.
With a lot of women, actually. A lot of women.
That's the nature of a Battle Royal.
Yeah, a lot of women, again, covered up.
A lot of women, not a lot of skin in this match.
No.
But yeah, Io Sky, it very much feels like here's a match for Liv to have while Rhea's not around. Mm. Io will put on a decent match with Liv, she'll lose, and that'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting times in the women's division.
It was, for me, a bit weird that it was in Saudi Arabia, I will say that, the whole Raw. After the crown jewel. My favourite segment, though, I will say, from Raw this week was two segments, actually. I did like the video package from the Wyatts.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're calling back to the history of Bo Dallas and The Miz.
Yeah.
So often they leave stuff like that on the table and don't do it.
I was like, ooh.
But it's like, yeah, Miz was a piece of shit to you. Yeah. Ago. He treated you like crap, and now you're now weird.
Breadcrumbs. Loved it.
Love it when they actually remember they've done stuff.
And then secondly, I really, really, really enjoyed R-Truth. R-Truth backstage went up to Damian Priest and was like, hey, dude, sorry I kicked you out the Judgment Day.
Truth is just a gift that keeps on giving in wrestling. Even he could have nothing to do for months and just put him in backstage segments where he tells a one-liner and he justifies his paycheck.
Yeah. But in a second week in a row, Pete Dunne's just backstage just saying, I'm not booked.
Pete Dunne, baby. Like, at least, but they're making a point of the fact that he's not, like, it's something. It's, he's not doing nothing. Like, you know.
Well, you might as well be doing nothing.
The point is they're acknowledging he's doing nothing. So he will eventually do something.
Well, we'll see what happens this week on Raw. I'm very much looking to see what happens this week on SmackDown when Sami Zayn does turn up with original Bloodline. Hopefully the family gets back together.
Things are going to get oozy on SmackDown.
Yeah, my cousin was very excited. She's like, oh my God, the Usos are back together. She's very, very excited.
Do you have a favourite Uso?
Rikishi.
Solid.
We are now going to go into our main segment, which is where we have a special guest. It is the Clubhouse Chatter. We've not done it in a while. So here we go. Woo! I'm so happy to bring back the Clubhouse Chatter. We haven't had a guest on the podcast for a very long time. We're meant to have two today. One's running late. Let's not talk about it until later on. But Halen from Cornwall, England, he made his debut in 2013. He is one half of Sunshine Machine.
Rules.
And he is generally a fun time Sally. Please welcome to the pod, Chuck Mambo!
Chuck Mambo!
Well, that's lovely.
Nice. How you doing, brother? You well?
Good. Yeah. Very good. Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
Playing with his hair.
That's why we get along.
You all get along, actually. I love the fact that also on the podcast, you have brought reduced rum.
Well, you know, I know a bargain when I see one.
You got it. Yeah, so the label's upside down. It says, was £9, now £6. Why is it reduced, Chuck? That's what I want to know. The co-op's own navy rum.
I feel like it might have been a trick-or-treat thing, maybe.
Maybe. We like it. We like Chuck already. A moment on the podcast, I went, you ate a glass of water. And I was like, do you want a beer? And he went,
yeah.
I've got rum in my bag. And we were like, so he's joining the pod in a very high standard. Well done, Jack.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wrestle Club, mate.
You a trick or treater?
What does that mean?
Probably for the last.
Oh, do you mean he goes trick or treating? Does he go around trick or treating? Does it his wrestling gear just.
People
look at me funny. So what do you mean? Is he a trick or treater? What kind of question is?
He's an answer. Let him answer.
I think legally you're not allowed to be a trick or treater. Yeah,
do you ever go trick or treat around Cornwall, mate? That's
what no.
I've been there, but houses are very few and far between. So it's long walk for trick or treat. Do four houses in the space of an hour, four eight times.
I will say I did see you live this week.
Hey.
At Progress. The last Progress. Because obviously this podcast is going out later. But amazing. You and Sunshine Machine came out as Batman and Robin. It was fucking great.
I saw this online.
Thank you very much.
Whose idea was that?
I feel like it was mine, but I actually can't quite remember. But I know TK wasn't thrilled about it.
No, he was not.
You could tell on his face. Who was
TK as?
Well, Robin. I had like this awesome, like Dark Knight, like nice. Christian Bale, wicked suit. It was sweet.
And it came out in the entrance as well. They were like, no, we're changing the music. Came out in the Batman entrance.
They gave us the Christopher Nolan music.
Nice. Yeah. And are you doing the voice?
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Did you give him just like...
Like
only
Adam West, Robin.
Like,
yeah, yeah, Robin. Yeah.
Yes. It's like, fuck you, mate. Budget's on me, baby.
And he came out in an old school Robin outfit. It was fucking great.
That's hilarious, mate. That's
I was a little bit in the tag team doghouse. But I told him next year he can choose the outfits.
So oh, there we go.
That's fair, I think.
How long have you been tag teams for now?
Ooh. Well, we did start teaming just before the pandemic, but we weren't like exclusively teaming. But then,
I love that, like a
team of other people.
We were tagging
other
an people.
Open tag team.
Tagging other people, you know. Yeah.
We're teaming with other people. We're not closed off.
Yeah. It's a poly tag.
But well, no, because we were like singles wrestlers, but we both loved the Young Bucks, so we like made like a very mid-card British indie version of being the Elite that we liked. And then promoters thought that meant we wanted to be a tag team, which lucked out because then tag team wrestling is much more fun. And then, in the pandemic, we were like living together and stuff. And we were like, oh, we might as well just rebrand and be like exclusively a tag team. So I guess whenever the pandemic ended.
So how did you meet TK? What was it? Was it a moment straight away when you knew you were going to be tag team fucking champions forever, and you were like, well, let's just fucking be Batman and Robin one day, or was it just like randomly?
I love the fact you were scissoring at the same time.
We started this way, and then all of a sudden, you know, when you meet someone, and all of a sudden you go, hang on, we gel. It's like me and Ibs, the Fluffy Boys.
Right, the Fluffy Boys.
Yeah. It's my co-host on this with obviously Sakisa head of the table, but me and Ibs, we call ourselves the Fluffy Boys.
Nice, that's a cool name.
Yeah, because we both wore on consecutive episodes a fluffy jacket and we didn't know. And then Sakisa called us Fluffy Boys and now we're a tag team.
Ah, cool.
Yet to have a match, but one day.
Yeah, the time will come.
No, yes, mate. We're the Fluffy Boys coming out like a onesie. Also, that's a tag team match everyone wants to see.
Definitely.
Also, with them being the Fluffy Boys of the podcast, it actually really fits.
We're both taken now. We're good. We're happy. Leave us alone.
And I would like to think it's because of the podcast.
We were. That's all right.
Congrats.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so how did you and TK meet?
For no reason.
Get into it. Yeah,
how did you meet?
The first time we met was at what they used to call Shoot Fight Wednesdays at the Projo in Brixton.
Oh, yeah.
Where you do shoot fights. And I think we actually, this kind of sounds like a cool tag team story. It was a draw. We were like both so equally strong or equally weak. We couldn't type each other out. But actually, Danny Garnell had shown me this really cool. He was like, oh, everyone tries to choke people out, but like, no one ever, that never, people don't do it because they always have counters or whatever. But like, you should just squeeze their nose.
Oh, dear.
And actually, it fucking sucks. So I was trying that on Teeks and it didn't really work. It just started bleeding, but he didn't give up.
Oh, shit. And as his blood's on your arm, you're like, we should be a tag team.
Yeah. This is going to be awesome. No, because then I was like, oh, God, I hope he doesn't think I'm a dick. And then I don't think he did. And then we had some like matches around the way. In fact, our first one, I got so knocked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, not knocked out, just, I don't know, loopy. Because I like jumped up to do that like springboard flip thing, but the crowd were really, really close. And I think like my brain just like farted and I like held onto the top rope. I like
flipped
forward.
Wait, did you say farted?
Yeah, brain farted.
Oh, okay.
A brain fart. You get a brain fart.
You didn't go on the top row and go...
I didn't fart, no. Well, I might have farted. Maybe that's what threw me off. Yeah. But then I like flipped, but also held on and then like hit the metal of the, like the top metal beam of the ring and then like the on the way down metal beam of the ring as well. And I was like... Ah, I stood up and like the crowd seemed worried and it was a small venue too. Yeah. But I was like, I think it's fine. And I got in and all the blood was coming out. I was like, oh, tell him to roll me up. And then the ref said to TK, like, roll up. And then so TK came in like... ready to be rolled up. So then I rolled him up and there was just blood going all on his face.
Oh,
it was disgusting. But so you know, it's a really nice origin story.
Yeah.
And
you two used to live together?
Yeah.
Do you still live together?
No.
How long did you live together?
Do you know? I don't know. Because in the pandemic, what happened? Teeks was back in New Zealand for a while.
Yeah.
And then... our landlord sold our house, so I was a bit like, And then he was like, oh, you might as well just live in my room for a bit. And then someone else moved out of that house as he was coming back, so then I just moved upstairs. And then we were there probably like a year or two, I'd guess.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it was a good year or two.
Oh, class.
I have no concept of time anymore.
No, I'm the same.
So whose decision was it to move out? Because I feel like the way that you're describing your relationship with Teeks, I'm calling him Teeks now, like I know him.
Yeah.
Like I know him personally.
We're both just Teeks.
It's much like a relationship. So, and I feel like...
Why are you trying to break up the sunshine?
I'm not trying to break up the sunshine. So whose idea was it? Who moved out first or who left?
I think it was me.
Was it you?
It was me. Yeah. It was. It was a cool house though, because it was like, what they call it, where it's like... HMO maybe, like different people come in and out, and like you rent like the room or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
like anyway, a house share. Like
so
house
many different wrestlers ended up living there for like a little stint.
Oh, really?
It was really fun, and we'd like wake up in tie dye shirts and stuff. Quite a way to live. But then, me and my lady moved into a flat together.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah. And then, the landlord put the rent up on that one by like 50%, so we just left London. And then he left London as well. TK left London now as well. He's in Margate. I'm in Bristol.
Bristol.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's lovely.
I like Bristol, actually. I do actually like Bristol.
It's a good city.
Good place to gig in as well.
It's a good, yeah. I had one of my favourite tour dates was in Bristol. It was great. Absolutely love Bristol.
Tour dates doing
comedy.
No way. Do you both do?
Both
do
stand up.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
She's much, cool. You know, we're equally successful.
He's lying to your face. He's lying to you.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Hey, he doesn't know. Let me just have this. Let me just have this for a minute. Let the straight white guy have it for a minute. Let the straight white guy just have a win.
Oh, for
what? For what?
Fuck off.
Yeah, no, Sikis has been on telly.
Ah, cool. Yeah. Nice. What are you talking about?
She doesn't like to mention it.
No.
she's actually quite successful.
Ooh, congrats, man. Now I'm...
And I'm what you call a trier.
It's
fun, isn't it?
Yeah. The thrill is in the chase, really, I think.
Yeah. As soon as I get it, I'll
we could hear from someone that got it. Yeah, yeah.
No, I want to hear more about you.
What's better, the chase or the getting on TV?
Oi, what a question. If we flip this. Clubhouse chat with our guest.
Oh, shit. I'm the head of the table. Don't do that.
That's a good question.
Sorry, Ed.
What's better, the chase or the getting on the TV?
I think getting on TV because they pay you more money.
Nice.
Yeah, the afterwards, you still then all the gigs now. You're like,
It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
So fuck the chase, which means I'm fucked.
It'd be fun. Don't worry, we got you. You got you.
Thank you, baby.
What is your origin story? Origin story.
The
rum has hit me.
What is your origin story?
Yeah,
I can have a little sip.
Yeah.
I want to try this co-op own rum.
What is your origin story when it comes to wrestling? What made you get into it?
Oh.
That's good rum for co-op.
What's the
co-op's rum origin story? I want to read the back of this bottle while
it's
you tell us.
Got some caramel in there. I was reading the ingredients yesterday.
Plain caramel. And also just colour. What does that mean? Water and colour.
Wow.
Let's leave it there. This podcast is sponsored by Co-op Navy Rum.
We're still trying to find sponsorship, so you know.
This is actually.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
Could be this.
Yeah. You know, normally some other podcasts have like bottles of Prime. We just have San Miguel and Co-op's Navy Rum. Yeah.
It'd be cool if you could be sponsored by the discount. So it wasn't like a specific product. Discounted Co-op things.
Yeah. We are sponsored by the reduce to clear section of Co-op. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, little Wrestle Club logo and the reduced to clear.
Wrestle Club podcast.
As you scan it.
Beep, beep.
Wrestle Club podcast.
Oh, every
reduced to clear item. All those reduction vultures, old ladies in the co-op just scan. Wrestle Club.
You get a really whole new demographic.
Really good. Yeah. Old ladies love us.
Nice.
So, what's the sort of. Oh, what have we got? Is Giovanni? What got you into wrestling? What was your origin story? How did it begin?
I think I was like 4 or 5. My best friend was like 7 or 8, hanging out with the cooler older kids. Yeah. And that was a lie I told, because at the time they were like, well, I bet you're in a surfboard, right? And I was like, oh yeah. And they're like, well, be like a surfer character then. And I was like, makes sense. But no one thinks you're like a surfer if you say you're from Gloucester.
He's a liar.
The rum's gone in and the truth comes out, mate.
The internet is a lie.
Oh my god.
Because it's on every single website about you.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, the internet is a lie.
You had one character, mate, and everyone now thinks you're from Gormore.
But I went on one of those ones that is called like
That's amazing.
CageNet or something the other day. And they got weird things on there as well, because they know that I was the lovemaking demon at Attack for a while. But they also think I had an alter ego called Mombo, which I've never done that. I think an announcer said my name wrong once, and then the YouTube title then went up wrong.
And that's it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The more you know.
Mombo.
Anyway, this was in...
So you're about 4 or 5.
My friend Dan.
In Gloucester or Cornwall.
Cornwall.
It's up to you guys.
Certainly not Devon.
Yeah. Not Devon, mate. They do their cream teas wrong as well.
My friend Dan, he had like the Rock and Owen Hart figure, but we'd play with like obviously like Power Rangers and like Thundercats and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just thought they were like other action figures things.
Right.
Like, but then I copied everything he did. So I got like the Kane and Mankind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then our brothers were the same age. They're, like, my brother's like 5 years older than me. So they'd have been like a good age for watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like WrestleMania 16 kind of time.
Oh, okay.
And they were talking about The Rock. I decided The Rock was my favorite, but I didn't really know why, because I hadn't seen any wrestling. But then,
just from the figure, was it? Like,
yeah,
he's
I guess.
Favorite.
Wow, that's a handsome figure. And then Yeah, I don't know, really. Like, I can't really remember how the ball all got rolling. Like, because they were all talking about it, and then sometime we wound up at this guy Sam Potter's house, and I remember watching like a video that he'd recorded of like WWF Heat or something.
Yeah,
but it's so weird. I remember I remember a show basically that didn't happen. Like, I remember Undertaker being behind this curtain, basically like that, and like running out and attacking the Big Show. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. But anyway, I'm like trying to watch back on the network and stuff and like see if that ever happened. And I don't think it ever really happened. But
how do you search that up? Undertaker sneaks from behind curtain and attacks maybe the Big
really
Show.
A really tiny indie venue.
Yeah, yeah, in indie venue. Fucking like progress. Get him! Mark Calloway.
Yeah. But then they'd like practice the moves on me, obviously, and stuff like that. So you're
just like messing around like on like sofas and stuff, maybe throwing each other about.
Yeah.
So then when was like the first moment of like you doing it professionally? When was like that like little switch?
When you were like, when do I need to go?
Because obviously I had this like pillow that like a triangle, and I used to wrestle that as a kid on the trampoline all the time, but I never went into training to be honest. When was that like moment for you where you were like, I might go wrestling training?
Well, so my parents split up and my dad moved to the big city of Gloucester.
Nice.
And
from Cornwall.
From Cornwall. So I Googled like, oh, is there a wrestling school in Gloucester? Mm. And like, lucky enough, which is weird as well, because like 14, you're kind of shy and stuff. But I was like, well, I got a call. And like,
yeah.
I was all like, ugh. Anyway, funny enough, it was like starting like, I don't know, 2 weeks after my dad moved there. So that lucked out pretty nicely. But I could only really do it like every other weekend when I was there. Mm. Although I think actually after a while I was going most weeks. But anyway, the scene was not what it is now. So I wasn't very good and I wasn't very focused and stuff. Kind of fell out of it, ran out of money and stuff.
Yeah.
But then I came back. Well, no, then I moved to London for uni and I was like, oh, no, I definitely do want to be a wrestler. But I couldn't find a wrestling school. But I found like a, what do you call it? Like Olympic freestyle wrestling.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
which was fun. But I didn't know the rules. I did like one contest and I still didn't know what the rules were. Fractured my rib. And I still lost anyway because I was like thinking it was a three count on the
move. Oh, really? No, right. WWE.
So I was like, all right, I've got a second before I need to kick out.
That's amazing. You're like proper like, there like proper like pro wrestling.
Milk it.
Give it away. Yeah. Like, one, two. Oh, and he gets out and in the corner.
But because I was like quite heavy because I'm quite like so lanky funny. But the other guys in my weight class were like way shorter, so like and then the way you like break out or whatever is like bridge up and turn into the pin, but he like had, he was just so strong and heavy and strong, I like tried to bridge up and twist and just like fractured my own rib.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Either fractured it or just like caught some, I don't know, but it was bad.
Oh, that's incredible.
But, yeah, so that was funny. But then I was in what's it called, the like hipstery area, Shoreditch.
Yeah.
You know what? That could have gone anywhere.
I was at Camden, Shoreditch. Shoreditch was up there in the top three for me.
Hackney would have been second.
Hackney's up there for sure. And then in a toilet there, it said like defend indie wrestling, and then so I just like Googled that. I was so unaware of like, I'm still pretty bad at knowing like indie wrestling, but I was really bad at it then. I like didn't know about the internet and stuff. I Googled it and it turned out like Defend Indie Wrestling, which is like the Cloven brand and stuff that like Mandrews and Eddie and Pete Dunn set up. There was like them. And then at the time there was Screw Indie Wrestling, which was like Rampage Brown and Nathan Cruz and Mark Haskins. And as I recall, they never actually did do a storyline at Progress, but somehow like led me to Progress is stuff. And then they had a training school in Brixton that was like half an hour away from where I was going to uni, and they were training like 5 or 6 nights a week, I think. So I just went there like loads and then trained there.
So it started around when you were 14, did you say? Then I was like your first
training.
Yeah,
I think so,
like
14 or 15 maybe. Yeah, then it was like a few years, but honestly I sucked. And then
same with stand up, mate. We all suck.
Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day.
Talk for yourself.
You kind of like don't count
sorry,
the first
mate,
couple of years.
First gig over here, getting a stand and evasion props.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm joking. I'm guessing.
We all suck, bitch. Get humble.
I'm myself. We all fucking sucked. Yeah, we all fucking sucked.
That's reassuring.
Everyone sucks.
Everybody sucks most of the time.
But look at you go now.
Look at us go now. Yeah, I'm glad I stuck at it.
Yeah.
How are you finding the British wrestling scene at this moment in time? Because yeah, it's obviously great. Expanded. It's grown. Mm. There's so many companies. There's so much work going on. Is that true, Kate?
I love that.
You're like, throw me the money. I don't care.
No, it's great. Because it hit like such a boom, like, you know, like British Strong Style and everyone was like, and CCK were here and FSU and like, it's just like, and then it took like a bit of a hit, you know, and then a really big hit in COVID and like with other things that came out on over that, which was obviously really like gutting and sad and bad for everyone. But like, I think people really busted their tails to like get it back. Coming out of like whatever 2022, like when there was like tiny crowds and we weren't sure if people were going to want to come back and if people would, but like now the locker rooms are like full of really nice, good, motivated people. Like the show is always like slam.
Yeah, we met a few people like from like doing this is like so grateful because we meet a lot of people from like Progress and stuff.
Oh, cool.
They're all just so lovely.
Yeah, like, right.
I got slapped in the chest by Mike Bird.
That's a rough one.
not just once, twice.
It's my favourite video to watch with you, actually.
Yeah, we got a whole video. I'll show you after the pod. It's bad. But what's annoying is the video doesn't capture the second slap. That was the worst one. He's like, oh, it's all right. Bosh, he got me again and went, everyone needs two. And I was like, you're a bitch. I love you so much. Yeah. And I know he listens. I love you, Mike. Please don't do it again.
He's so strong. He's like ninjutsu or something. Yeah. I'll always like try and fuck with him and then just be scared for the rest of the show.
Now, Mike, do it again. Next time you're on the podcast, do it again. I love it. Thank you.
I think slap someone else. No. He was really good though. No. You don't get it.
He's really good though.
I was like, oh God, I think I'm in love with Mike.
I think I love you. Wait, no.
So let me ask you, because obviously you are one half of amazing tag team. But you obviously have done single stuff. Which one do you prefer?
Easily tag wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, really?
How come? Yeah. What's the reasoning for that?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I feel like we just really found our feet. Like, I have my flavor of wrestling and TK has his flavor of wrestling. They're really similar anyway, so it's nice in like a country of people that all have like different opinions on it and different approaches to find someone that you just gel with so easily. Like if I'm late, he'll probably put the legwork in and like we'll still have like basically the same ideas. Or if it's the other way around, like we'll still have basically the same ideas and like can just hang out and be like, oh, wouldn't this be cool? Yes. Oh my God. And like just get it snowballing and stuff.
Snowballing, spitballing. And you kind of put both of them together, I think. Yes. So you did that. You were like, smart snap, stab.
That sounds like it's a different situation.
Yeah. Spit roast. That's different. That's a completely different thing.
Well, we don't do that one.
Yeah. When we live together, that's why they moved out. Too much spit roasting on a Sunday, you know?
But that's really fun about it. And then also, it doesn't hurt that you get like time on the tag rope, which is great. Although I will say, actually, if you're being a good buddy and really trying to cheer on your like tag partner when they're getting their ass kicked, then you're pretty tired by the time you're doing the hot tag.
Because I always wondered that. Everyone, you know, when, like they're walking up and down the rope, they're hitting. Yeah. Come on, everyone! Because when you like do stand up and you MC, that's what you do. You're gassing everyone up. You bring an act on, and then I get to walk off and stand at the back of the room and go, oh, I gave a lot of energy there to bring them on. Yeah. I get on my beer. You're like, come on, hot tag. Now you're in. Like, that must be so exhausting.
It can be kind of hard.
When you get hit out the ring and you're laying on the floor, I bet they're the moments in it where you're like,
they're lovely,
just this head in your hands. Like, oh my God, I just want to cry. I just want to sleep.
Well, that's so one tired. Of the really lovely things about having like really good crowds back in Britain and stuff.
Yeah.
Like if you do like a cool enough spot, you could probably get like a 30-second breather.
Because
the crowd is
just looking at him.
Yeah. You know. But when we were like doing the recordings and tapings in the lockdown and stuff, thank God we had like the cool commentary team that would like basically act like an audience for us. But the advantage we had over singles matches where like it wasn't like. Did you watch the like empty room wrestling?
I did.
Yeah.
It was painful to watch.
Was it?
But you at least have a cheerleader in those ones of like a tag partner to like talk to and like cheer on to like kill some of the awkward energy. Mm. So that was like a really good place to start being a tag team, really, because then we carry that forward. So, like, even if the crowd for some reason hated the match and were like completely silent, at least we're giving some energy going for each other.
We're having a good time.
Yeah,
that's also very similar to stand up. Yeah, sometimes you do a shit gig, but you look at your mate who's also on a lineup, and you go, "We're both having a shit time, aren't we?" You were talking about spots. I mean, you're a big spot and stuff. Like, I want to use that because I did. I was having a little look online earlier.
Oh yeah.
And one of your spots that you do, where you're on the shoulders of TK,
and you
jump up. That I was like, that's nuts.
Thank you.
Has that ever gone wrong?
Yeah, the first time we did it.
So it's not, we are right. The first time you do anything, it will be shit. First time, it will be
shit. But you're on the shoulders, you're holding the hands of TK, and then he just projects you off of his shoulders, right? And you go out.
Yeah.
When did that, so what went wrong?
Well,
did you just slip off?
Was we were in your pool and it was just really exciting. And I think he kind of like ran with it as well, which was really cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like, whoa. It felt like that. It probably wasn't. It didn't look like
that. When you're on someone's shoulders like that, I bet it felt like.
I don't know what happened. Either I jumped or he pushed, or like we were like not as close to the rope as would have been ideal. Or maybe the people catching weren't as close to the ring. I don't know.
But
like,
blame them.
I got like basically.
Oh, what? You hit the
floor.
The floor. Oh, fucking hell.
But jeez. I mean, even then it was fine, really. That's a good thing about doing the rotations rather than the cross.
Yes.
You kind of a bit more likely to land on your feet. Although I do the crossbody a lot now instead, so
But no, it's an insane spot. Yeah. It is an insane spot.
Big thanks to Cara and Claire at the London Play Fight for teaching us that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
pick up
you. Pick up you. I love that spot.
So I now want to ask you, in light of maybe past, present, or future wrestlers, if you was to have a dinner party,
ooh,
what three wrestlers would be at your dinner party?
Interesting. Oh. Hmm.
Past, present, or future, whichever ones you want. Three wrestlers.
I miss this question.
Yeah, no, it's great, isn't it?
Maybe
it's
I should get one from each.
Oh,
I mean, Andre the Giant would be cool because he's Andre the Giant.
But would he? You have enough furniture to have
furniture or food?
Furniture. I was thinking about furniture to like fit him in.
Yeah, just get one big chair.
Just have him on the sofa.
Yeah. He could have,
he can stand.
We'll rent an armchair.
So Andre the Giant.
I feel like that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm not like a huge Andre the Giant fan. No, I don't. Not like Andre the Giant. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be pretty cool to have him for a dinner party. Right?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
And who else?
I don't know. Maybe like TK. Mills.
just the friends.
Just your mate. Your dream for a guest. Andre the Giant, my mate. Fun, right?
I don't know.
Mum.
No, all right. Probably Randy Savage.
Nice.
That would be fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And maybe Bianca Belair.
Oh.
Because she's awesome.
Oh. That's three amazing people that you have thought about. But speaking about
a lot of thought went into it.
People, we have got a latecomer into the pod.
What time did you call this?
Please welcome. He is internationally renowned pro wrestler broadcaster, as well as being seen on Sky TV, NJPW, OTT, and Progress Wrestling. He is the voice of Progress Wrestling. Please welcome into the chat, Giovanni.
Yay! What an intro. I couldn't have asked for a better intro.
Even though
I am ashamedly late, earlier than time, and on time is late, I'm just late, so I'm very, very sorry.
Late is new again.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I've got that Thursday feeling good. Yeah. Or whenever this goes out, it might not be Thursday.
Well, it's a good time that you have arrived. We were just talking about dinner parties and who would you have at a dinner party, wrestler, past, present, or future. But before we get into your pick, obviously together you have co-founded Pro Wrestling Ceasefire. Mm-hmm. Please tell us more about that.
And is that what this is?
Lewid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oh, this old thing. I just threw this on.
Because I'm not going to lie, I saw it and I want one.
Yeah. Oh,
well, that's good news. Come along on next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
And you can buy one.
Segways and plugs. We're so good at this. Yeah. Please tell us about it, please.
It just started as a text message. As long as I've known Mambo, since 2016. As long as I've known him, he's just a very passionate, very vocal guy. He's been, you know, educating anyone who will listen about the conflict in Palestine for as long as I've known him. And obviously there's been this recent escalation. And this year we've seen events, wrestling events in the US for it. We've seen events in the UK for it, but we hadn't seen a wrestling event in the UK for it. So just one text message later, shall we try and run one? And then we're like, we haven't got much time to get it ready. Will people come? I can only get a Thursday off. And then about, I think, half an hour later, I texted Mambo and said, I found a venue. Let's do this.
Yeah. Then the next day you had like posters, a provisional card.
Nice. But no, that's amazing. So it's a wrestling show. Is it for like the Stand for Palestine and stuff like that? Is that what the show is? I don't know anything about it.
It's a very fun night out. There's wrestling, and we raise money for UNICEF UK, and this show is also raising money for the Lebanese Red Cross.
Absolutely. Awesome. When is it? When is it? And what's it called? Like, so everyone knows where to get tickets and what to do.
So the company's called Pro Wrestling Ceasefire. Our next event is on the 7th of November. It's a Thursday night. It's a school night. It's at Chandler Hall, but we do have the cheapest bar in town. 2 beers for £7.
Hey.
We've just added Sex on the Beach to the menu as well, as due to popular demand. And you can buy tickets at buytickets.at/prowrestlingceasefire.
There we go. Now,
when's the next one after that?
We like that.
TBA, TBD.
Yeah. The next one definitely in the calendar is Unauthorized Gate.
Of course. Well, that one's so far off. But when AEW come back into town in August for Forbidden Door, we're doing another show like we did this year. We piggybacked off All In. So that is going to be at Chandler Hall again on Thursday, the 21st of August. 2025, and the front row is already sold out. Hurry up.
Amazing. Well, if you want a little Wrestle Club corner, mate, you just let us know. We'll be there.
Come and shatter it.
With our bells.
Boys on.
Yeah, with me and Nibs, we'll do a fluffy boy tag team. We'll do someone in. That's amazing.
Giovanni, you have done some amazing commentating as well as in ring announcing over the last few years.
Oh, that's very kind.
With some big names as well.
Exactly.
Saw you talking about Will Ospreay a little bit. You were there when Chris Jericho mugged him off.
I've dabbled in a bit of Y2J in my time, I must say.
And I think he's not talking about the wrestler. No, I think he is. I'm joking.
No, she's not. You never know. You tell us. No, I'm joking.
We don't touch that shit no more.
There goes the sponsor.
When we are sponsored by Co-op, Navy Rum, reduced to clear.
Ooh.
This is brought in, and
guilty grin.
I was trying so hard to be professional and like represent things well. But
as soon as you walk,
these guys are already drinking, so
we're having a gas time. we'll try to explain this podcast. It's not one of them, mate. We have a laugh.
So here we are.
Yeah.
you join the party.
Join the party. As you know, she's the laugh of the party.
And your back is just to the camera. You're just like, I don't care about anyone else. She forgets we're on YouTube now.
Every time I thought I was looking to the camera, I was just looking into the microphone. So this is going to be like the worst angle ever. Yeah, the show is on the 7th of November.
You should definitely be there. When is this going to come out?
Actually, next week. It's Friday, so it's actually going to miss the event.
Oh, is it? We can put a little...
We might put it out in advance.
We can put it on socials.
That would be great.
Of course, we could do that.
And you can also buy your merchandise.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell us about this merch? Because, by the way, this merch is sexy as shit, and I love it, and I want it.
Wait, before we do that, can I just ask, where is your favourite place to broadcast or ring announce?
Oh, do you mean like location or promotion?
Oh, let's do both.
I'm going to lose all my bookings.
We're a comedy podcast, so tell me your worst as well. Ooh. Slack some people off.
They all try hard. I don't want to be mean.
Even though
I know the answer. No, my favorite place I've announced is definitely Copperbox Arena. It's such a you feel like you've made it or you're on the way to making it when you're in that venue because it seats so many people. The acoustics are great. And when Pixlate Productions have the Tron and everything, you feel like a superstar. Yeah. So I definitely say Copperbox Arena. Favorite promotion? I mean, so far, I've got two answers. I'm gonna say New Japan Pro Wrestling just because it was my first big platform. It's just such a professional production, top to bottom. You know, biggest and best stars in the country, but I'm also going to say New Wave Wrestling because the vibe they've curated is just so immaculate. And a lot of people like to use this cheesy tagline, oh, it's the stars of tomorrow today, but they are actually at New Wave Wrestling. Like, go to any random New Wave Wrestling show, and you, in front of a couple hundred people in a church slash cafe in Cardiff, you're going to have seen someone that's going to be a WWE champion in the next, I say 10 years, maybe even five. They're that good. Like, it's not hyperbole. Oh, wow. New Wave Wrestling is the place to be.
New Wave Wrestling.
You've heard it here first.
There's another little question. I want to go for your ring announcing. Mm-hmm. Right. I've always, because obviously we're all comedians here, but we all been wrestling fans since we were children. One of those things that I always think with wrestling, like ring announcers, is you know when they come in. Mm-hmm. And you're going like, this is so and so, they weigh this, they're from here, this is their hobbies, their interests, or whatever the other sort.
Yeah.
Do you have to learn that for every, do you just know how much every single wrestler in the back weighs? How do you have to, like, it blows my mind you don't have a cue card.
I have a cue card, what I do, mate.
I was about to say, there was no, because obviously, yeah, comedians are like Progress and Eve and stuff get asked to do it sometimes, and like, he's done it. So yeah, you have a cue card. But every ring announcer I see are just like, this is Dave. He weighs 400 pounds. Yeah. He's done this, by the way. He's from here, by the way. And you just know.
Big fan of Dave's work, actually.
Future WWE champion. He was on New Wave. But yeah, like, do you get like a background for each wrestling? You have to learn them, or is it a case of like that night? How's that work?
I mean, for me personally, I'm now in my sixth year, I'd say, of full-time ring announcing. So in that time, because the UK scene is so tight-knit and because I work for the same company for a long time, at first, I'll get it off them, write it down on a cue card, and then I make sure to memorize it the night before or the morning of the show so that I don't have to read it off the cue card. But then it gets to the point where I've announced them, you know, week after week, 40 weeks in a row, so I do just memorize it. So there's a good few who I can honestly say I can say it in my sleep.
Do you want to give us one? Who do you reckon you could?
I haven't announced him in a while, but this one I just found always easy to remember. I'm going to update it for his recent affiliation.
Okay.
Ooh.
Making his way to the ring from Lincoln, the innovator of excellence and the newest member of the Bullet Club, Robbie X.
All right.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that. That's just one off the top of my head.
And how much does Robbie X weigh?
I tell you what, we never used to do weights at RevPro, but I'm pretty sure he's in the junior heavyweight division, so I'm going to guess somewhere under 205.
It's mad, exactly. Isn't it? Yeah. I just think that is such a skill. It's so
definitely.
Cool. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm very, very enlightened.
So let's talk about the merch. Who designed the merch?
Who designed it? Can you explain the merch, obviously?
People that are not listening, who can't see it.
Yeah, but if you're on YouTube.
Yeah, but if you're listening.
If you're listening, go over to YouTube. Wrestle Club UK podcast and fucking look at this merch. I'm not explaining it. Fuck you. Come look at it. It's six. It's sexy.
It
I love
is very
it.
Very nice. Yeah. If you're listening, you're missing out on a watermelon in a lucha mask.
And he's very happy.
He's got a cape.
Yeah. He's happy, but he's defiant.
So who designed this? Who designed it?
That's our good friend Laura Snowy Fox 14. I want to say on Twitter. One, yeah.
Or nice.
Laura Lou on Instagram.
Laura Lou on Instagram.
Yeah. Anyway, she does really great designs. She does stuff for me and TK as well. But yeah. Very, and bless her, I think she donated the design as well, so that would make more money for the charity. Yeah.
Yes, look, but what's her name again online?
Snowy Fox 18.
Snowy 14. Fox 8.
No, this is Snowy. Snowy we know her name's Laura. Sure.
Laura, and her name's Snowy Fox something. There's a number follower.
It's 14, I'm sure. 14. Yeah.
14. Yeah. That's amazing. And are these available to buy at the events?
Yes, sir.
Online and at the events. This is the OG t-shirt. There is genuinely only six left. And once they're gone, they're gone. But we have also just released a very nice new hoodie. And for the cold weather, it's got a zip and pockets. Which is
Thank you.
I'm sick of black pullover hoodies, man.
No, I want zip and pocket.
I want zip and pocket, and I want
my hoodie. Let's bring back the zip and pocket.
Zip and pocket's the way to go. I love a zip and pocket.
The pullover's at its moment. Let's get the zip and pocket back.
Yeah.
Worth the extra couple of quid for the printing costs.
Oh, I think
for the comfort.
Yeah.
So let's ask you, Giovanni, with your dinner party, what three wrestlers would you bring to your dinner party, past, present, or future?
I'm gonna have some fun here. I definitely want Jim Cornette and Vince Russo there because I want a front row seat to that absolute death match.
That'll be insane.
And then for the third person, I'd love to have one more meal with Mad Kurt, and also he would egg them on and antagonize them. I heard he called you a stupid idiot.
Just leans back in his calamari.
Yeah. Oh, that's good shout.
Those are definitely my three.
That's solid.
That is solid dinner party. I'm not going to lie to you, mate.
We've just got Andre the Giant standing up here. We've just got Andre the Giant standing at Chuck's.
Yeah, Andre the Giant's just standing whilst he has a dinner with his mum and his tag team partner. So, yeah. Really nice, kind of.
So nice, yeah.
He was just really happy about it. Andre the Giant there.
Your three is TK, your mum, and Andre the Giant.
I added the mum, but he did go Andre. They went, I don't know, TK? Well, your dream three guests. He was like, hello, TK, that.
Anyone. It's so Mambo.
Yeah. I think we ended up with Randy Savage and Bianca Belair instead.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No offense, Deeks. Or my mum.
Or Andre.
Or Andre.
We're now going to do a 1 minute challenge. Can you time it?
Of course I can.
Basically, I'm going to give you lot a set of questions. They basically.
We're doing one each.
Yeah, we're going to do
the first one we've ever had two guests in one episode, by the way.
So we're going to go back and
giving
forth.
Giving up for both of these, by the way. Come on, you fucking legends. The
Get
first
in.
Duo guest in matching merch and all that.
Yeah.
We didn't even plan this.
You actually not. You just both for
it. It's so comfy and breathable and amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this version, the sleeveless, isn't available to buy like this. Did you cut this yourself?
You can rip them off really good.
But the quality is really good. You have to get really good scissors. But you don't just rip them off. Come on, mate.
Buy the merch and then destroy it.
It looks good as a tee, though. You should probably use your little vest.
Thanks, man.
You should wear it in the ring like that.
I think I did.
Yeah.
The first one, yeah.
I think
that's
how that happened. I think these rips are intentional, and then this was. Yeah, that was probably Scarborough.
This was horsing around.
I like the little neck rip, you know? It's quite cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the back of it, or is it just the.
Just the front. Yeah.
I'm a sucker for a back design. Yeah.
So we were trying to keep the cost, keep like the donation.
I didn't think about.
Maximum.
Trying to raise as much money as you can.
If the hoodies do well.
Yeah. Could happen.
A little Foxy on Twitter. Could you design a back design as well, please? Laura, come on, Laura.
You're feeling charitable. This back is just...
Yeah, the back of him is his cape.
Which is just the cape.
It's the back of his eyes. That's his sick design to me, bro. You just had him and the back of him on the back. I'd so fucking wear that.
You would, you know, actually.
To be fair, this t-shirt's my vibe as well. I'd wear that on stage.
I might
get one of the last six before this episode goes up.
Come along next Thursday, baby.
Honestly, I'm free. Yeah. I'm all right.
Pick it up in person. Not busy with your girlfriend.
Oh, that's true. But you said you've only got six left.
We do only have six left.
We can reserve you one.
We could.
I'll talk to you after this.
Slide us a crisp note under the table.
Bosh.
Right, so we are going to go back to back. They're quick fire questions. You have to answer as quickly as possible.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay. So we're doing, it's like Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, wow, you're doing it now.
We're doing this properly. So what we're going to, is it?
I'm going to go Chuck first, and then Giovanni, and then Chuck, Giovanni.
Cool. So we'll move Wait, does the back-to-back thing actually matter?
No, it doesn't really actually.
No, we're just enhancing the format. Right,
cool. For visuals, this is fucking great for you.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it's not a comp, I don't know if you're going to catch you, you're going to have to try and talk.
Do you want me to hold it? That's not going to work.
No.
Does that work? Is that okay?
Okay, lovely.
Can you hear me just talk really quickly?
Hello.
You have such a nice voice, normally.
You can tell when you speak. But we are going to keep this visual because I think it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. Just turn when you speak, Giovanni.
Literally, it's nothing to do with anything of each other, so there's no reason for you to be back-to-back. I just want to remind you that, but also...
Oh, I thought it was like actual Mr. and Mrs.
No, genuinely, what this is a one-minute challenge. You've got to answer as many questions as a team as you can in 1 minute. Full disclosure, Mike Bird got distracted by question three and only answered three questions, I'm pretty sure. Because he's a lovely Welshman, but he just spoke. He was like, you know what I think.
I could see that happening.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay, Chuck, so
you are actually a team, but you're back to back for now, an album cover, because why the fuck not?
We got this, baby.
Are you ready?
So sorry, is it all Chuck, then all me, or Chuck?
No,
then
no.
Me? You're going to back and forth.
Right.
Really, should be looking at each other. We should have really done this face to face.
Should we really
do face to face? That'd be quite funny.
Okay, go face to face.
Let's go face to face. I want to see.
Okay, let's do it.
Fuck it, why not? Let's go face to face. Let's get this. And then you can share the mic. That actually works a lot better.
We've gone the other way now.
No, I want you. Face to face. Let's go proper.
I love the fact that we're just being chaotic now on the podcast.
Yeah, you've got me as a co-host. Yeah. Well, legs intertwined, please, guys.
Sit up.
Is this integral to the...
again, not really, but also we're doing it now.
We're doing it for the visuals.
And again, if the audio listeners, get on YouTube. What are you fucking doing? This is great content. Okay, right, you ready?
I want to make sure that Giovanni is not blocked.
Full eye contact.
Are you ready?
As a team, this is the first 1 minute team challenge.
Chuck,
answer as many questions
as you
can. You're
going first. Ready?
Okay. Ready, Chuck? 3, 2, 1.
What is the best wrestling promotion in the world?
Pro Wrestling Ceasefire.
Which country do you want to go to in the ring and be in next?
Ooh, Japan.
If you had a WrestleMania match, who would you be with?
Me and TK against Andre the Giant and the Magic Man.
Who would be your ideal tag team partner?
Chuck Mambo.
Snog, marry, or kill? Nick Nemeth, TK Cooper, Liv Morgan.
Oh, well, I'd kiss... No, I'd kiss Liv, marry TK, and kill Nick Nemeth. Oh, man.
AEW, WWE.
WWE, I've watched it since I was a kid.
The Hardys, Edge and Christian, or the Dudley Boys?
Fuck. Probably Edge and Christian.
Snog, marry, or kill? Connor Mills, Rhea Ripley, or Chuck Mambo?
Oh, that's so hard. Marry Mills, Snog Mambo, and I'm sorry, Rhea, I'm sure you're lovely, but you got to go.
What is the best finisher?
Oh, Chokeslam, probably. It was fucking sick.
Chuck Mambo or TK Cooper?
I love you, TK, but Mambo's staring me in the soul.
Yeah, and that is your time. And I'm not
going to.
Actually, you asked a question. It was in 58 seconds, but I needed to know the answer. I reckon, as a team, you generally answered the most 1 minute questions, to be fair.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
you know, you get a feeling and a sense. You smash it. Yeah, but well done. Hey,
well done.
What
that doesn't
is
make it? You want a free Palestine. I don't know what will.
Surefire way to get some boys as well.
That doesn't make you want a free Palestine. I don't
know what will. Okay.
There we go. No, that's...
So apart from pro wrestling Ceasefire, what is next for you lot?
This weekend I'm off to New Wave Wrestling on Sunday, actually. They've got a big show at the Corn Exchange in Newport. They've got Medusa Complex on, very exciting.
Hell yeah.
And they'll also be appearing at Pro Wrestling Ceasefire on the 7th of November, so that's
four-way
that ties in nicely. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. How are you prepping for that?
Well, I'll be scouting their match at New Wave.
Yeah.
I've been trying to talk to snakes or so. Get generally familiar. Come over the fear factor.
Where are you next, Joe?
My next couple of days. I'm doing something for my girlfriend's mum tomorrow.
Friday, obviously, actually, just thinking about that. So obviously, for your next few days, it would have already happened. Do you reckon you would have won?
Yeah. I don't actually know what I've got going on. What am I
There's a big demo on Saturday. I think we're going to that in Trafalgar Square.
Yes.
I believe. For a Ceasefire. Then Sunday, I got Rev Pro.
Nice.
I think it's going to be me and Teeks and Shah Samuels against TWA and somebody. Will Caven, I think.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah, to qualify for the Trios tournament.
Nice.
And obviously, we will chuck that little clip out about your show. Obviously, next Thursday.
Thanks, dude.
So
yeah.
So it'll be like a bit of a pre-episode, like little clip for you guys.
Nice.
That goes out. But obviously, I hope that goes well. I'm sure by the time this is out, it would have happened, and then we've got to go to the next one, which is to be disclosed, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as you know, send us
early 2025 for sure. We just need to tie it down.
If you just send us a video, we'll put it on all our socials. We'll absolutely promote the hell out of that.
Really thanks, guys. Yeah, really appreciate it. And again, all the money does go to two really important causes. It's all
they're called Gio and Chuck.
It's UNICEF, Gaza Appeal, and Lebanese Red Cross.
Chuck was like, I don't want to joke about this.
I'm serious.
I'm trying to be serious.
We have the receipt, guys. We have the receipt. We promise.
Well, we appreciate you coming on to the podcast and loved having you. It's been so much fun. Let's keep it going for Chuck Mambo and Jim Hardy.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much for listening to another episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. Thank you very much to our two amazing guests this week on the show. If you did go to the wrestling show this week, I hope you really, really enjoyed it. Obviously, it's for a very good cause. Obviously, please do carry on supporting Pro Wrestling Ceasefire because it's very, very important. And obviously, all the wrestlers are taking out the time to do this without being paid. So, very good cause. Well done to Chuck and Giovanni for doing an amazing job promoting the show. This again has been the Wrestle Club UK podcast. My name is Vince Akisa. Please do follow us on the socials. Please do like and subscribe. And if you really do like us, tell your friends. Also, something exciting might come out soon involving me. More spoilers will come out in the coming weeks.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends. And
they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!